with Marjorie Cardwell once this tape rewinds. But before then, I thought I would give a bit of background. So from what I can see in the liner notes, the production was handled by Marjorie as well as David Cardwell, who I believe is Marjorie's husband. And when I was able to, when I looked them up, I found a website that actually gave quite an extensive bio on both of them, talking about how in 1988, Marjorie and David moved to Vancouver, where they settled happily, and they continued to play music live as an acoustic and electric duo in Vancouver's rock clubs. They were occasionally accompanied on drums by their good friend, John Cody, a near legendary figure on the Vancouver scene, who has played with many great Canadian and overseas artists like the from Bachman Turner Overdrive to Nico Case. These were the classic alternative slash grunge years where the indie music scene, particularly in the Pacific Northwest, suddenly opened up, major labels started to become passé, and nothing seemed impossible. Wow. All right. I'm going to be playing some more Marjorie Cardwell. Hopefully this one is killing me loudly, but we will see.
I'm not The Art of the Mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And we are back with the Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. You've been listening to Marjorie Cardwell. That last track was called Killing Me Loudly. And as I had talked about before, Marjorie Cardwell is an artist who seemed to have collaborated quite closely with her husband, David Cardwell. And they had moved to Vancouver in 1988, but it seems in 1996... they actually moved to Australia, and as far as I know, I've been there since, but it's just interesting to find these tapes that have just found their way to this mountain on Burnaby from all these people from all over the world who may have no idea that this station exists or that their tape is here, but it is, and for that reason, I shall play it. So coming up next, we've got another track off of this tape. It's titled Can't Refuse. Hope you enjoy.
Whether young friend or foe. songs of a lie. Words of hell and heaven, all mine to use. Like a doctor in a narrow plane, I can't refuse. The rest, I think, you know, whether young friend or foe, I can't say no.
Once again, that was Marjorie Cardwell with Can't Refuse. And once again, we are back with the Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in this hour. Make sure you stay tuned, because not only do we have 16 minutes left of this show, but right after is a special episode of Wham Bam East Van. Shout out to them. Amazing show every week. And if you enjoy this show, you should definitely stay tuned for the next hour. And before we get to that, though, I thought I would play a couple more songs off of this Windex record, because I'm not over it. I keep thinking about it. I keep wondering why it exists and how it exists. So with that being said, I'm going to be playing a few more songs off of it. This one is also by the Weavers. It is called Go Tell Aunt Rhody. All right. So let me try to find this track here real quick. Once again, this is Go Tell Aunt Rhody by the Weavers. Hope you enjoy.
One she's been saving.
The one she's been saving. The one she's been saving. The one she's been saving. To make a feather bed.
The old gander's weeping.
The old gander's weeping. The old gander's weeping. The old his wife is dead.
And the goslings are mourning.
The goslings are mourning. The goslings are mourning. The goslings are mourning. Because their mother's dead.
She died in the mill pond.
She died in the mill pond. She died in the mill pond. She died in the mill pond from standing on her head.
Go tell Aunt Rhody.
Go tell Aunt Rhody. Go tell Aunt Rhody. Go tell Aunt Rhody that the old gray goose is dead.
All right, now we've got The Long Lonesome Road by Ian and Sylvia. Once again, you're listening to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Is only one more track on this album, and it is also by Leon Bibb. This one is titled Shenandoah. Again, very, very perplexed by this album, and I feel like I keep reiterating that this episode, but it is true. From what I can see, the production supervisor of this album was someone by the name of Frank Lerner, and this was produced exclusively for the Dracket Company of Canada, which I believe is the company, the subsidiary of Dracket Company in the U.S. that owns Windex. And the entire album was released with the Vanguard Recording Society, which I think is the label that all of these artists were on. Again, unsure if this was a thing that was more common back in the 60s, but I would love to learn, see if we have any more records like this, and play them for all of you. Without further ado, though, this is Leon Bibb with Shenandoah.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you. Daughter, away you roam. said she would not be my lover. Away, you rolling river, because I was a dirty sailor.
Once again, that was Leon Bibb with Shenandoah. Thank you all for tuning in this week to the Analog Archives. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for this week, but thank you again, and I hope you had fun, and I hope you discovered some new music, and then maybe it'll motivate you to stop by the station sometime here at SFU Burnaby and check out the amazing collection of records and tapes and CDs that we have here. Anyways, coming up right after this show, right at 7, is none other than Wham Bam East Van, so make sure you stay tuned for that. It's going to be a great episode. I already see a good few people outside, which makes me excited for what the episode will entail. So I hope you are all excited to listen to that as well. Anyways, it has been great, and to close out the episode, I'm just gonna be playing a little bit of a transition track before the hour ends. This one is from the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, and it is titled "Leave No Stone." Thank you all again. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your host, and until next week, peace.